Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are Scrubbing In. I feel like I haven't seen, well, I've seen you, but I feel like we haven't done the podcast in a minute because we kind of did an early one last week.
That's right.
So it's been a minute.
Yeah. I like doing a podcast on a different day, though.
It was
different
fun.
Energy.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Good times. Mm-hmm. Great to see you.
Great to see
you. How
you
doing?
I'm tired.
Okay.
I'm really into this new show. It's not new. It's old. It's called Yellow Jackets, but it's new to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed up till 11:30 watching it last night.
You're a bad, bad girl.
Wow. I am. No, it's
on a
like
school night.
Yeah, on an early morning next day for work, so it's really a problem.
But there's how many seasons? Like two or three?
Two.
So you could be caught up pretty soon
It's in its second season.
Okay.
Currently.
Currently?
Yeah. They're airing every
Friday.
Yeah, but
you know what's so funny? So we got Showtime just to watch this show.
Okay.
But we don't want to keep having Showtime because I don't want to watch anything else on Showtime.
Right.
So I put in my calendar for a month to like deactivate our thing. But I don't know if we're going to get it all in by that time.
You have to. And like last night, that's going to help.
Right. Yeah, I got to push through.
Yeah, these nights are going to be big for you, the 11:30s.
Yeah, because I'm so annoyed. I'm like, I don't want one more streaming service that I have to buy.
But the nice thing about these streaming services is that you can have it for a month and cancel it. And by the way, if somebody's really strapped for cash on these, you can stop Netflix for a month and then get it again in a month. You know, you can do that. You can
That's
just
so
kind of jump around. It isn't.
I was going to ask you.
Like
I was trying to find it and I couldn't figure out what.
Yeah,
because
it's on Showtime. You have to download another app on your TV.
Oh my! Do I have the energy? I don't know. And to like take the risk. What if I don't like the show?
You will.
Oh, you said that about a lot of shows that I don't like.
This one's
so good.
It's so good. It's a little darker than I usually like, but I am.
You're
enjoying
in a darker phase because also Breaking Bad
and Barry.
Barry. By the way, Barry. Wow.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. Don't tell me.
Are you not caught up?
No.
Okay, it's gotten starting with episode 4, which is mind blowing. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
great.
Yellow Jackets, I watched the pilot. It's really good.
It's really good.
All right. Well, I got some you got some backup in here, although they also liked Ted Lasso and Jury Duty, so
you know you're in the minority, not just in this room, but
in the world.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like it's hard to say like, oh, Tanya loves it, so I'm gonna love it. You know, I don't unfortunately feel the trust in that.
That's okay.
It's more on me, though. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went to, last time we talked, I was going to surprise Haley for in Denver. And she was like, I knew it when she saw, because I snuck onto the bus to surprise her. And yeah. then I had brought her friend Monica and she was in the room. And so I go on the bus and Haley's like, I knew it. And I'm like, no, you did not. Because I made up this whole elaborate thing that I had to go to San Diego for work and it was awkward.
That's probably why she knew it.
No, she was. I told her I had to go with this girl that I didn't know very well. And we had to share a room because I was trying to figure out how I could like be in the hotel without being in the room. So she didn't see Monica. And so I was like, I'm staying with this girl I don't know. Like, it's kind of awkward. And so I'm just going to have to like come out in the hallway and talk to you. And she's like, I can't believe they made you stay like with someone that you don't know. Like, that's so uncomfortable. So like, she was totally, she 1000% bought my scheme.
I don't know if she did though.
She did. She admitted it. She was like, I had lost hope when you.
So then how did she know?
I think she just always had a feeling maybe I'd show up, or like held on hope that I'd show up.
Or maybe she knew you were going to show up, but not exactly when you did.
No, I think she just had like a feel, because we had talked about like, oh, we'll see each other. That'll be like around the 2 week mark. So we'll see each other around then. So anyways, but she didn't know that Monica was there. So that got the tears. That was the surprise.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a complete fail on the surprise aspect, but.
And she was so happy.
She was so happy, but. She's been really sick. She's had like a sinus infection that like will not go away. So she has not been able to catch up on like sleep because she's sleeping on the bus. And yeah, I don't know how people do this lifestyle.
Right.
It's terrible.
Like, think about, let's just say the Jonas Brothers. They're going, because they're going back out on tour.
Do they? But they probably all have their own bus. Like, they
still
probably,
the bus. Yeah. The bus is a bus is a bus.
Yeah, but I think when you have your whole bus to yourself, it's a little more comfortable than sharing it with like however many 16 people or whatever.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Either way.
It's not 16 people.
I think there's
like seven or something,
I think on
right?
your bus, there's 16 people.
There's not two buses?
No.
How do you fit that many beds in there?
They're just stacked on top of each other.
I've never seen a bus that big.
Well, it's a double decker. But they're all the buses are on the same level. Anyways, it's exhausting. I don't know how she does it. And it was great to see her. And then she's in LA tomorrow. So we're just
cruising
along. And
then how much longer is she on tour?
Until like June or something.
June? Oh, it's May.
The beginning of June.
Forgot what month we were
in. I'm like end of May.
But June is in like.
Beginning of June.
Yeah, that's like so 2-3 weeks.
She has.
So you're in the home stretch.
Yeah, and
how
I have honestly
feeling?
Felt great. Like, I'm a little concerned about that little dark spell I had.
Why?
Because she came in like a wrecking ball, and she stirred some things up, and then she went away. And so now I'm like, will it come back unexpectedly, or am I good? I don't know.
Well, what triggered it was the fact that she was away. So you might not be triggered for a while.
Right. And the being in Europe thing, the time zone thing really shook me up. That was really bad. Don't recommend that.
Yeah.
Hannah and I were actually talking about it because we had a date night on a Friday night. It was so fun.
We sure did.
And we were talking about, because your ex, you were long distance, but same time zone, and that was still hard.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. It's very weird. Like, it messed with my head in a way that I wasn't expecting it to, so.
Happens.
Thank you so much.
It's okay.
I can't believe you did long distance with your first, like, your long term relationship.
Yeah, but that was to San Diego, LA. So it's like long distance because we're not in the same city. We couldn't see each other.
In Arizona.
He ended up moving to Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
But like the first 2 years was LA to San Diego.
Still. So y'all never actually lived in the same city?
Never. No.
That's shocking.
It does
to me.
Seem, you do seem,
What, clingy?
How do I put this? Clingy. Too clingy to have well, that be
she,
the case.
She said it first.
She did, yes. Yeah.
It's true, though. Like, I could not imagine, like, if Robbie lived in San Diego, that would be horrendous for me at this point in my life. But I think at the point in my life when I was dating my ex, I was started out working for the morning show, and, like, I was there 12 hours a day. So it almost was better because I wasn't able to commit my time to anything else but work.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like I worked Monday through Friday, and then I would leave first thing after I finished working, and I had all weekend with him.
That, I mean, when you're busy, when you have stuff going on, it makes a very big difference.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason why it was like fine for me.
Yeah, you're like, I don't even have the capacity to be a girlfriend during the week.
Correct.
All right, well, that makes more sense. But now in these times of your life.
No.
Like if Robbie was like, I have to move to London for a year, what would you do?
See if I could do the show remote.
In London?
Yeah.
Wow, she went straight to I'm going with him.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I don't know what I mean. If it was for a year, I think I would be able to, like, if there was like a start and an end time, I think I'd be okay with it.
Okay, yeah.
But if it was like in perpetuity, not knowing when he'd be back, that would be a major problem.
Great, like, big word throw in right there.
Which one?
What was it?
Perpetuity.
Yeah. Perpetuity. Yeah, I use it that often.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Word of the day?
Yeah.
Paper?
No, perpetuity. I don't know why, but I feel like I use it often.
Great.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Because you did do a comparison. Oh, because I posted about the Denny Henry thing. And you said it's like comparing.
No, it's actually perfect.
Oh, what was it again?
Comparing a watermelon. Uh-huh. Comparing Henry to Denny is like comparing a watermelon to a penny.
Yeah. Can you explain that maybe for
because this? It's not even, they're no, not no, even no. the same but category.
You
it's
mean like, Henry and Denny from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Correct.
Henry was Scott Foley.
Yes.
And Denny was...
Denny Duquette.
Denny Duquette.
What's his name? Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah.
You're saying that's... So a watermelon is which is Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And the penny is Scott Foley.
Correct.
Well, I don't agree with that.
Okay, so this is what started. I posted... I said, I have an unpopular opinion. Henry's death... Oh, I've been watching old episodes of Grey's Anatomy.
Right. The new ones have been solid, by the way. Just newsflash for those of you who are not watching
Well,
anymore.
We'll be watching because we have Camilla next week.
We do?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm caught up.
Yeah.
It's been really good.
I'll gently take your word for it. But anyways, I posted that like Henry's death affected me way more than Denny. Like I've never, Denny was like, oh, that's sad. Like I felt bad, but like that was kind of it because it wasn't realistic in the sense that like they didn't know each other outside of that situation. It just felt very like over dramatized to me. And then I felt like Henry, we got to know him. He and Teddy fell in love. We got to like watch her fall in love with him through their situation. And then it happened unexpectedly. And remember when Christina was operating on him, but she didn't know it was him.
Oh, that
and then
was
he
the
dies.
Worst.
And then
that was messed up.
That was some dark stuff Shonda did.
Yeah, that was messed up.
That was some sinister writing.
Yeah. Watch Yellow Jackets. You'll get some dark stuff there, too.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked that you're into that.
Me, too. But I am.
So, yeah, I got... And a lot of people said they agreed with me. They're like, Tanya is not going to like this.
Well, it's and like I, in fact, I didn't. Watermelon to a cantaloupe.
No. See, that's the thing. That's why I didn't choose another fruit. Exactly that. They're not even in the same category.
Some people like cantaloupe. Some people like watermelon.
They're not even in the same category of fruit. That's why I went penny. And penny...
But wouldn't you say, like, some people think, like, the value of a penny is worth more than a piece
right,
of watermelon?
It's actual currency.
I'd say less people think that.
Okay. Maybe that's the next poll.
A juicy watermelon? Nothing better on a summer day. Oof.
Yeah, you wouldn't trade a watermelon for a penny.
No.
I don't think.
I would never trade
depends
a watermelon
on
for a penny.
Depends on what you're going through in your life. We can't speak for everyone in this.
Sometimes a mouthful of pennies just hits the spot, you know?
Ew.
No.
That grossed me out even thinking about it.
No.
Okay, but so this week...
I just want to defend Grace for a second. Speaking of Camilla, I love what she's got going on right now. There's a really hot dude who's laid up there week after week. Sam
Link?
Sutton. Sam Sutton is the patient. He broke 93 bones, and he's very into...
Joe.
Sorry, I'm bad with character names. And so Link's kind of been like, whoa, what's going on here? And I like how this is developing.
Are they together, Joe and Link?
No.
Not really.
Oh.
They're living together, but they're not an established relationship.
They're still friends.
Yeah, but there was a whole thing where
he was in love with her.
Yeah, there's feelings on both sides. And she kind of was in, and then he was like not responding. Then he was in, and she wasn't responding. And now he's going to be all in because she's like in the attention she's getting from Sam. It's very good.
It's so annoying that it takes somebody else looking at your girl to like make you want to go for your girl.
And I don't know their names. I'm sorry. The new people. The young shepherd.
Yes.
Right? And you know, he's still into, I don't know their names. The one who's getting married.
Yes.
It's Dr. Griffin.
Who's she marrying?
She's marrying her ex-boyfriend. You haven't watched in months.
No, I haven't. Yeah. Oh. So they're trying to make this like April Jackson. They're trying to make Joe like Denny and Izzy.
I don't know, but I'm really enjoying it. You guys can all do right, all the comparisons
well,
you
I'll
want.
Catch
but it's
up
like
because...
comparing a watermelon to a penny.
We'll ask Camilla what she thinks. Was she more devastated for Denny's death or Henry's?
Ooh. I think she's going to give the popular answer, which is Denny, even though if you really go deeper, it's not true.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Won't we?
Yeah.
Won't we? Yeah.
Week away.
What else have you been up to? You okay, so I just Shumming need everyone to know. I got back into LA from Denver, and my spidey senses were like, is Tanya in a good place or a bad place? Something was tingling in within me, and I was like, couldn't figure it out. I'm like texting her. She is like ghosting me. I got ghosted so many times by Tanya this past week that
How
like...
How does it feel?
Well, I mean, it doesn't feel great, but like I moved on, you know? I didn't attack you. I just was like, hey, everything good?
Sometimes you need to be attacked.
You wanted to be attacked?
Sometimes, yeah, I do like a little extra attention, you know?
Oh, well, I thought me texting and following up was like enough attention. So do you want to explain yourself? Like what was going on? Were you just so busy?
To be honest, to be totally honest, last week, whenever I do things on Sundays, we went to American Idol last Sunday. Last Sunday, whenever I do something on a Sunday, it really sets my week off.
It threw me too
into a like a tailspin because I feel like I don't really like on Sundays. I need to rest. It's like really my only rest day, and when I don't rest, I feel like I've like lost myself in this whirlwind of the week. It's so weird.
Okay,
that little tiny like thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I was very busy on Sunday, and then we had a very wild Monday at work. We had Ed Sheeran in here.
Oh, love him.
Love him.
Love him.
I've loved him forever, but I love him more than ever now.
My kids are not into him, and I'm really trying to turn them around on that because he's the best.
You know what? I don't like the thing that's so cool about him is he's not trying to be anything but himself. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's not trying to be this pop star. He's not like trying to stay cool or relevant. He's just being who he is and just take it or leave it basically. Mm-hmm. And I love that attitude so much because he's not like trying.
He just does what he loves. And he's like, if people love it, great. And if they don't, I'm going to find a way to keep doing it because that's all I want to do.
Yeah.
And he has the cutest wife.
And
she's so cool.
She's so cool. And he's so humble. Like, he shakes everyone's hand. He looks everybody in the eye. He's just a great human. And sometimes I sit there and I really think about the numbers. When he's touring stadiums, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Think about the ticket and what his overhead is. He just wears his normal clothes and he's got a little pedal on the stage.
No lasers, dancers.
No lasers, no dancers, no costumes. No, I mean, he has like the big screens. He's probably making so much money.
Mm-hmm. His last tour was like one of the highest grossing tours of all time, the Divide
tour. Yeah, because he has overhead. Think about it. Like, think about if you look at Taylor's show. She's got all those dancers, all those costumes, all those effects, mm-hmm. all that like pyro and smoke and machines and all that. That all costs so much money.
Yeah, but
he has none of that.
You walk away from a Taylor show and you're like,
no.
I will never, ever, ever forget this.
I'm not saying it's not worth it. I think I love Taylor.
But he's making more for what he's selling, or just talking about the grossing.
The gross aspect is just, it really like throws me.
Yeah. Yeah. He's great. I love him.
Yeah. So that was like a lot. And then I just feel like I've had something on top of work every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So I blame Ed Sheeran for like your ghosting.
Just blame my Hashimoto's.
Oh, wow. We took a turn there. Great. But then I got to see you at the soccer game. We went to the Angel City game.
Yes.
Was that your first one?
First soccer game ever.
Wow. What'd you think?
If I'm being honest, I was not super paying attention to the game.
Okay.
But I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I'm starting to like sporting events. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a cute hang.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these chamoy dipped...
Tahine
chamoy dipped gummy bears and peach rings that were divine.
Delicious.
Yeah. I pushed back on my Hashimoto's test 2 days so that I could get that out of my system because I was like, this feels like I should not be eating this before I retest all my stuff.
This was Saturday?
This was Saturday. I was supposed to retest today.
Who did they play?
Washington.
Washington.
I'm seeing if she noticed anything at the game.
No,
they were in white uniforms, though. Okay.
Who won?
Washington.
Very good. All right.
They're undefeated.
Washington is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job. Yeah, they are,
well,
yeah.
You did well. Washington, yeah.
Felt like Robbie had a great time. He loves questions and finding out everything that's going on. Yeah, he likes to be in the know, huh?
Yeah, I was really surprised when you sent me the text, do you want to go to this Angel City Soccer game? I asked him, he was like, yeah, that's so cool. And I was like, wow, who knew he's such a soccer fan?
He's just a fan. He's just happy to be...
Live life.
He's just happy to live, laugh, love, and watch sports.
That's very true. Yeah. That's very true. But you're like a regular now.
Yeah. I just like am at the games and just go, you know?
Yeah. Hot dogs, nachos.
Yeah, I just know the drill. Mm-hmm. When the nacho bar comes out, you know that's the second half. Like, that's all good. Good stuff.
It is cute, though. I do want to make it kind of like a thing.
It's so fun. The games are so fun. It's really cool to see like especially like a women's sports team being like so celebrated and supported.
Yeah.
So Hannah and I went to, Thursday night, I got this paint with diamonds craft, and it's just like, it's like coated, and then they send you the colors and you just match the colors and you just stick them on.
What you made, Haley? It was like a watercolor thing?
That was a painting thing. That was so hard.
You did say paint with diamonds. I know. There's no diamond actual painting.
What is it called?
A diamond painting.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know, dart paint. Yeah. Anyways, you're like sticking the little diamonds on. It's a very mindless, just like relaxing craft, you know?
I looked up pictures of it. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. It's really cool. Anyways, I just had a playlist going and the song comes on and I just kept hitting repeat, repeat, repeat. And finally I look at it and it's Dermot Kennedy, which I've heard his name, but I've never like known his music or anything. And so I posted on my Instagram, like, I just heard the song for the first time. I'm obsessed. And everyone was like, he's amazing. And then people said, he's going to be in LA tomorrow. Like, you have to go to his show. He's incredible live. And normally I'm not one to go to a show if I don't like know a lot of the music.
Yeah.
But I was like, why not? So I text Hannah because we were DMing about him. And I'm like, what are you doing tonight? And she was like, nothing. So we went and had a cute dinner and drinks. And then we went to the show and it was incredible.
It was amazing. It was like one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Who is this guy?
I sent you a song. I know. Did you listen? No. I know you didn't because you would have said something.
Yeah. This is 3 minutes to listen to the song.
This is where we're at in our friendship right now. Wow. We're in like a little bit of like a testy tension area, which is fine. You go through it. But but anyways, it was at the YouTube Theater, which is by SoFi. It was my first time.
My first time too. It was amazing.
It was amazing. It was YouTube such Theater? A fun night. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's a really
it's
good
so
venue.
Clean and new.
So clean. A lot of parking around there.
Great parking. Yeah. So then, the parking, we pull up and we're like, hey, there's a guy standing. And we're like, where's the closest parking to the theater? And he's like, well, right there, but that's VIP. You had to like pre-purchase it. And we're like, can we purchase it? And he's like, here's what I'll do. He was like, I'm going to act like I'm scanning your ticket, but if you Venmo me $50.
Wow, really?
We were like, sold.
Yeah, we're like, you got it. We went parked right in front of the theater. It's amazing.
Wow. It was luxury.
Wow. This guy's got a great scam he's running.
It was amazing.
I tried to do that at the Angel City game.
And?
Did not work for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo,
but she was in. No, we didn't. We tried to buy that.
Oh.
But she was in a booth with like another worker. So I don't know if maybe that was.
Yeah,
different.
This guy was secluded.
Yeah.
He may not have been a parking attendant. We don't know. But we had great parking. But one thing that Hannah and I talked about is that she went on a recent date last weekend. And I want to talk about it. But we're going to take a break first.
Nice. Well done, Becca.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, we are back. So Hannah went on a date, and this was your first date since
I broke up with my ex-boyfriend.
Which was when?
About a year ago. So
okay.
I've been single like officially for a year, and we dated for about 4.5 years.
Okay.
And so this was a big deal.
And this was like, you were saying, one of your just first like actual like a date, because you and your ex met in college.
Yeah, one of my first dates, because I met my ex in college. And you know, when you're in college, you don't actually go on real dates. You just like hang out at the frat parties, and we got to know each other drunk.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything romantic at all.
It was college romance.
Yeah, it was college
romance. At its finest.
Correct.
Well, before you went on this, so y'all, you and this guy met up at State. Y'all saw each other at Stagecoach. Mm-hmm. And you knew each other from like...
From college. We went from to college together.
But had never been out before.
No, never.
So we did the podcast we recorded before I went to Denver on Thursday. And the date was happening on Saturday. Is that right?
Saturday.
So Hannah was very nervous during that day. Do you remember this?
Yeah, but we made her nervous.
You guys,
yeah, she was totally fine until we talked to her.
What did we say that made you nervous?
Because we were talking about all the alone time in the car and what we were going to talk about. And if I wanted to escape him, I couldn't. I started spiraling so hard after telling you guys.
Okay, well, and I don't know if Tanya wants to take this defense, but in my defense, my thought is like, if I'm going on a first date and I'm nervous, I don't know that I'm going to have a whole 24 hours with that person.
Yeah, I kept going back to the Chicago guy that I dated that came in town to visit me, and I wanted to like cry after an hour.
That was Dr. Screen Time for those who have kept up.
Yeah. So that was my only knee jerk, is like when somebody's traveling to you.
It definitely felt like a very intense first date.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like dinner. It was a whole thing.
But it ended up being great.
It ended up being really fun.
What did y'all do?
We went to the Warriors and Lakers game. So we had an activity to do, which is good.
Yeah. And those are long.
Yeah. And I'm a giant Warriors fan.
Boo. Unfortunately,
I know. I know.
Well, you guys, they lost. So be easy.
Yeah.
Go easy.
No, but it was really fun.
Okay. Oh, they're out now?
Yeah, they lost.
Oh, because they lost the Lakers. They're out completely?
Yep. That's very devastating.
But y'all got to go see them.
We got to go see them. It was his first time seeing LeBron James in person, so it was really funny. He was like all tickled and really excited.
Yeah.
But I told him he had to be a Warriors fan. And every time that the Lakers like made a basket, he would get really excited. And then he'd be like, oh, never mind. Like that was actually bad. It was funny.
Was his fandom endearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was nice. Cute. Yes.
Yeah. Like it was charming to see him like geek out over athletes.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
So was the conversation, did it flow?
Conversations flowed. It was a good first date. I mean, I have nothing to compare it to, but I thought it was pretty good.
Like you'd see him again?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
See him again.
Were there any icks that happened?
We talked about this at dinner. I just don't know if I'd actually ever find someone that I could be with because I get the ick so easily. And the biggest thing for me, and I know that you guys talk about this a lot, is hands and feet. It's like the biggest thing
for
me.
Did he wear flip-flops?
He didn't wear flip-flops, thank God, because then I would have told him to just go home. Yes. Like, there's no way I would have, like, hung out with him if he showed up in flip-flops. But his hands aren't the best. And it's kind of
an
issue.
What's wrong with them?
They're just not as manly as I would like. And the fingernails are a little too short.
Okay.
Too short.
There's too much skin above the nail. And it looks a bit... He doesn't bite them. I just don't think they grow initially.
No, they grow. He bites them. He must bite them.
They do look bitten.
But fingernails vary from person to person. He may just have shorter nail beds.
If he bites them, that's a whole other thing.
Easton's staring at me.
I know, I'm like self-conscious with my hands now. Like,
but we were talking about this at dinner. Like, it's such a fine line. Your nails can't be too short, but they also can't be too long.
Right.
If there's any white showing on the nails, I'm freaked out.
Yeah.
Can you evaluate my hands?
Oh, no. I'm so scared.
This is great. This is great. A live showing.
So take me out of this.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I'm just looking at your hands.
Old man producer guy. I'm a guy.
Hold on. While Mark's doing that, I'm going to get a picture of a good pair of hands.
We're on a date, and these are my hands.
We know
who that's going to be.
Yeah, you don't know. Nobody knows.
I think, Mark, you have really good hands for a guy.
They're
manly and muscular.
I haven't had a lot of hard work in my life. So
you don't do a lot of manual labor.
I don't. So they're okay, though?
No, those are good hands.
Okay.
I'm nervous to see Easton's for some reason. Right.
You want to see some delicate mitts over here.
All right. They're on display. She's
staring. She's staring.
They're not as good as Mark's, but they're not horrible. They just look a bit too, like, they're very manicured and nice.
I think I'd like that. Let me see. That makes sense.
I have long, slender fingers.
They're not muscly.
No. No.
But that would just take some squeezing of like one of those things.
Never touch a cinder block or anything.
No, let me see yours, Mark.
All right. Let me get out. I have to get out of my chair.
Okay.
I have a picture, but it's not the best angle, but I'm just going to.
Is this of you know who?
Yeah.
Let's see.
I think you both have nice hands. Like I wouldn't list y'all as like a problem.
They're not the best.
Not at
the best
all.
Angle.
They're good hands. The only thing, and this is personal, it's a little hairy.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Though.
Yeah. Okay. To each their own.
Yeah. Tanya likes a lot of hair. Yeah.
Got it. I like zero hair. Yeah.
So neither mine nor Reason's would be deal breakers for you on a date if our hands were attached to someone.
No, and I don't actually think hers is a deal
breaker. It's not a deal breaker. Okay. It's just something.
It is
something. I just need to never look at his hands.
Did you see his feet?
No, and I'm scared to see his feet, and he's like very athletic and goes on a lot of runs. I'm just worried about
his nails are going to be messed up.
Yeah,
they might be some twisted, contorted situation.
Plus, have you seen those toenails with the tiny little toenail and the big like
what?
The rest of
there's vomit.
Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah, like where the skin like fully overlaps.
Yeah, so if his fingernails are too short, it could be similar.
It's or like a Chris Pratt toenail.
When you said that, I almost blocked you.
I don't think I know this.
Go to his Instagram. He posted on the Met Gala. He was like, my Met Gala look.
Wait,
it was like
honey,
a joke.
You saw this.
Yeah, no, it feels illegal. It's so bad.
Yeah.
It feels illegal. There was another ick that we talked about.
The other one, I feel like bad saying this. I don't know why, but he keeps sending me, oh my God, like songs.
What's wrong with that?
It's just like, what do I say to that? And why are you sending me that?
Like,
just
which
say
song?
Nothing like no. Tanya
are
did
they,
to when I
are
said
they
her
romantic?
Song. Like some of them are like some of them are songs that we like heard at Stagecoach or whatever, or some are just random songs.
But what are the lyrics?
The lyrics, I mean, they're all country songs. So they're like,
so they're probably like cute lyrics.
But don't send it to me.
He's just sending Spotify links, or what's he sending?
Luckily, it's Apple Music, okay. Which is a green flag because I use Apple Music.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But
one song that he sent.
Goodness. Something by Tyler Childers.
Oh, he's pretty emotional and romantic, I feel.
All urine?
No, it wasn't that. It was Shake the Frost, which is kind of... Oh my gosh! Now I'm creeped out thinking about him sending me songs.
What's that? Shape the Frost?
Shake the Frost.
Well, what's his motivation? It could be, hey, you would like this song?
No, totally.
It's added to your playlist.
Yeah, it's probably. I think I'm just reading too much into
probably.
It. But he's sending too many.
Okay.
No, like daily
context. No context.
Just the
no,
song?
Not daily. And it hasn't. He hasn't done it in a couple of days, which is good. But I just don't know how to respond to it.
A lot of pressure to listen to all those songs.
And you don't think the lyrics are apropos? Like, for example, with Shake the Frost, he's not saying to you, you remind me of a Sunday back home in old Kentucky with the church choirs just belt into the pines. He's not saying that to you.
Great accent.
Thanks.
No, I don't know.
Okay, so when I first met Haley, I would send her songs all the time. So now I'm like, I guess I'm lucky she stuck around because I love music. And if something reminded me of her, I'd send it to her. And she's not like a huge, like she doesn't like... love lyrics and music like I do. And so now when Hannah said that, I was like, oh, shoot. Yeah. I always do that.
I used to do that all the time, too. I still do that to Robbie. Yeah.
I think it's just a personal thing. I'm thinking way too much into it. And when guys are too nice to me or do things that are a little bit romantic, I freak out.
Well, that's a whole other episode. Yeah. We should get a therapist in here to talk about that.
But well, that's just walls being up. And I too had these things. So I don't know. Maybe...
Relatable, though, I think. I think a lot of people deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you establish these patterns. You do that because you are scared of something.
Totally.
And I think those songs are just, I'm thinking about you right now. And instead I think that's sweet.
If he was texting you, like, thinking of you, would that grow, like, would that give you the ick?
I would appreciate that more than a song. Because then I could respond in many different ways rather than just, like, what do I say to a song? Like, good song.
What would you say to I'm thinking of you? Me too. You too.
No, you would not.
I am so not like the romantic emotional person.
Why can't you respond? Oh, I love that song. Or, oh, I don't know that one. I'll check it out. Yeah. Oh, thanks. That's
there's just so many. Though,
I'm backpocketing all these responses.
Thanks for thinking of me.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because so nice. I feel so special.
I like it.
No. Don't.
What do you typically say to the song, though? Do you just
heart it?
Oh my god!
Kanye's not a fan of the tap back.
Kanye would be my dream. I'd be chasing her so hard, but I'd be like, oh, she's like not giving me anything.
It's just so not my style. But I'm learning, and it's uncomfortable for me. But those were the two things that stuck out for
me. They're pretty minor, so I feel good about
minor,
this.
They're minor. I'm not freaking out about them.
Feet pending. I think this guy's great.
I'll report back on the feet.
But honestly, are there any guys' feet you're going to be into? Like, guys' feet are gross just in general.
Some guys have pretty cool feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like,
Easton's ready to show him.
No, my feet remain covered at all times.
That's an awesome.
It's like I'd rather a guy walk around bare, like with socks and no shoes than barefoot.
Yeah.
Just keep your socks on.
But don't all men's feet are gross because that's inaccurate.
I'm saying
Robbie's feet are a treat.
No, you said on the last podcast, you were like, his are nicer for men's feet, but by no means do I like love.
I mean, I don't love his feet the way I love his hands, but I think he has really great feet. Like, I'm not grossed out by them at all. I actually like touch them.
Does he have like hair on his toes though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And that's fine with you though.
Totally.
Then great.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
The more hair, the better. You know what I mean?
Congratulations.
I once asked a girl out in college because of her hands.
Wow.
I sat behind her in class and her hands were so great. I asked her on a date and she did. She said yes, but then I called and she didn't pick up the phone.
She didn't
the story of my life.
But... I've been there, bro.
Yeah. You say yes to be polite.
I've seen guys, though, that like bite their nails.
It's such a turn off.
So deep into the skin. Yeah, it's like, ugh.
Just don't.
I tried biting my nails because people have such a hard time quitting it. I'm like, it must be good, right? It must be fun. Right. I can't do it. I could not get the hang of it
for you.
Yeah, it's like as soon as you break the habit, because I used to bite my nails so bad, and as soon as you break them, the thought of that I even did that repulses me. That I put my hands in my It is disgusting. And sorry if you struggle with that habit, but
a lot of people do. My daughter's struggling with it, and she gets sick a lot. And we think that's why. It's because
it makes sense. Germs live. Yeah, I had to start getting my nails done, so
you should start getting her nails done.
Well, that's a very expensive.
We got the gross tasting stuff to put on there.
Oh, no, but you can get the press on ones. You can put the press on ones that are pretty cheap, and you can just stick them on.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing, Hannah.
Yeah,
but I feel I can't wait for the update because
I'll report back with the feet.
Yeah,
and not just the feet. I want more information from the next. I just want to see how this goes. Yeah. We need to track this in real time.
We can track it.
Yeah, this is great. All right. And I had told Tanya at the soccer game. I was like, I want Hannah to talk about this, and Tanya goes, "I'm very proud of the place I'm in my life." And I said, "Same, me too." But a lot of people are still dating and having to discover their icks and turnoffs and what they don't like, and we're just lucky that we have found people that we like their hands and feet.
It's true. I would love to be in your guys' position right now, but I'm just not.
The grass is always greener, isn't
it? It's true. It's fun to date too, but
because people in relationships always love living through you vicariously when you're dating, and the people dating would love to be in that committed relationship.
Yep.
Yeah.
No one's ever happy.
Wait, say that again.
Like the people in relationships like us love hearing all the details of her dating life and who she's going out with. Like Sissany used to love to swipe on your apps and all that stuff. But the people who are dating would love to be in the committed relationship.
Got it.
Yeah.
Does that register?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he meant that people who are in committed relationships wish they were single.
No, I don't think
getting to know someone new is fun, you know?
It's just intriguing to hear about other people's experiences. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was never like great at the first date thing because I'd be like, oh, like I feel like I'm on an interview asking the same questions, and then you meet the right person, you're like, oh, that was actually nice. Anyways. All right, we're gonna take a break and we'll be back with emails. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right. We are back and we have some emails, Mark.
All right, Becca, thank you very much. And by the way, for this first email, it comes with a trigger warning for anyone who's experienced disordered eating. Anonymous says, I'm seeking advice on what to do about a friend who appears to be too thin and unhealthy looking. For context, we're 30 years old. We've known each other and been best friends since second grade. Well, that's beautiful, by the way. I love that stuff. We haven't been as close since college, but we'll always be friends no matter what. She's been on a health kick, and in my opinion, she's taken it too far. If I never knew her and was meeting her for the first time, I would think she's ill because of how thin she is. She's married. I'm not super close with her husband. I do know her younger brothers, her mom, her dad, and they all think she's taken it too far and that she looks awful because she looks so sickly thin. She's very close to her family. She works in the medical profession. She's a PA, so she's very smart and well-educated. She's become so thin, she doesn't get a period anymore. Do I say something to my friend? What do I say? Do I talk to her mom? Do I not say anything?
I've never had to go through this, but I do think this is a very delicate topic and subject. Have you ever experienced this?
We had a friend in college. It was in different eating disorder. She was bulimic and we suspected it and we followed her and we saw her doing it. So what we did is we got the friend that was closest to her to go to her mom to tell her to basically get her help. And that's kind of how we went about it because it is very tricky. You can't ambush them with like a bunch of people. And so we felt it was best to go to her mom to kind of handle the situation. Mm-hmm. And the mom sent her to rehab and that's how we dealt with it. But it is really, really tricky because, you know, eating disorders, you know, body issues are really, really sensitive. And I do feel like it could ruin a friendship if that person's not accepting of it. So I don't know.
I was maybe going to say, even suggest maybe anonymously posting this in the Facebook group because I know there are scrubbers who have experienced disordered eating themselves and maybe they have some insight on a way to approach it that's like sensitive and helpful.
Yeah.
Because it says her family seems to know. She says she's very close, but they think she also, it's gone too far. So I don't know that I have any like helpful advice that I would feel comfortable giving.
Yeah.
Is it possible she is sick, by the way, that she's not telling you because she's not comfortable and then she's actually going through something?
Maybe.
I mean, I do think maybe there's a conversation of like, are you doing okay? And maybe it can open up the conversation for her to say like, I've been struggling with this. But I think going into it, saying like, you look too thin, we're worried about you might be triggering and it might be too sensitive. But I do think maybe there's just a heart to heart conversation and maybe she will feel safe to open up. But otherwise, I think that it's just a very delicate thing. I haven't experienced this, so I don't feel like this is a very serious topic. Yeah. I don't feel like comfortable giving sound advice on. So yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry that we're not much help, but I do think that maybe talking to her mom, if you feel comfortable having that conversation, and also just giving her maybe a conversation to feel safe enough to open up about it and see if she does.
Yeah, I'm really sorry you're going through this. Yeah. It's really, really tough, and it does put your relationship in a weird position, but all you can do is show up for your friend the best that you can.
All right. Next up, Anonymous. I feel like I've been relating to Becca a lot lately when she talks about Haley leaving. I've been with my boyfriend 2 years now. He's the best guy I've ever dated. My ex and I were very toxic. He was narcissistic. He always talked to other people, made me the crazy one. My boyfriend now is understanding. He's patient. He's kind. We see each other 1 to 2 times a week because we live 40 minutes apart. He's my safe place. I would hang out with him 24/7 if I could. I have an anxious attachment style. and he is securely attached. So I worry about him thinking I'm too much, even though he never makes me feel that way. How do you deal with the anxiety, anxious attachment style or worrying about what they might think? My boyfriend knows what goes on in my head and I go to therapy, but I'm naturally a worrier.
I'm sorry you're going through this. It's a crazy mental spiral that you can lead yourself down. But I think for me, I've always been more like on the avoidant, secure attached. So the anxious attachment came unexpectedly to me. I think it's been like building probably since like the pandemic because we spent so much time together. But I kind of just had a moment where I remembered that I've always had such a healthy and like independent life outside of my relationship with Haley. And I kind of just like snapped into this headspace where I was like, I have the best friends. I have a really cool job. I have things that I like to do outside of and things that maybe Haley doesn't like to do. And I just like really focused on those things because I realized that as I was getting more anxious and spiraling, I was just needing her to like validate and hear me on the certain things that I was anxious about. And as soon as she kind of just understood where it was coming from, I felt seen and heard. And then I was able to like go back to feeling more in a secure headspace. So I think it's like finding the things that you like to do with or without him, the things that you obviously you would like enjoy everything with him more, maybe, because Tanya and I always talk about that, how like we would like to have our partners with us regardless of what we're doing. But I think that if you can find those things and like cultivate the other friendships and relationships in your life, it really helps just to get in a healthier headspace and knowing that like even without him in this relationship, you're going to be okay. Because I think that's where it gets dark, is like you go, what will I do if I don't have this person anymore? What will I do if I push them away? And that's not what you want.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of power and beauty in a relationship where you can just be open and honest about your attachment style. I think there's like a lot of benefit coming from just expressing that to your partner and saying that it's not necessarily their fault or anything that they're doing, that like you just happen to have this anxious attachment, and just acknowledging it. Because if you're not speaking it, you're storing it, and that's creating more anxiety in you. And so I think just like expressing that, and hopefully he receives it and doesn't make you feel bad about it. But I just think being open with him, I think, will also give you a lot of relief.
Is Robbie secure? Would you say he's a secure attachment?
Yeah.
So he doesn't, like, I think it helps when your partner's secure because they're able to like calm you down. Because if they're avoidant, they'll just like almost shut down.
Yeah. And like if I'm having anxiety about something, he like knows that it's where it's coming from. He doesn't get angry. He doesn't get upset. He just listens to me. And so it's, I think you'll feel a lot better if you explain to him what's going on.
Good luck. It's not a great place to be when you get into that headspace, but you're doing your best. We do have a Thursday episode coming up.
Yes, we do.
Who's going to be on it?
Well, let us tell you. It's going to be Roxy Diaz, who Tanya has described as one of the best hype women out there, a girl's girl. She's like your number one fan, huh?
Yeah, I love her so much. I remember when I was doing the e-carpets, she was always so welcoming to me and like made me always try to lift me up and make me feel good, never made me feel bad. And I've admired her from the very beginning when I started working with her. And so she's going to come in and tell us about her story.
Yay! So we will be back on Thursday and hope you have a great week, and we love you so much.
Love you, bye!
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.